You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And he drives one to center. Sends Jones back. Running out of room. And Frelick goes deep to tie the game to a piece. That's his second home run of the season. And he goes dead central here in Cleveland.
Sal Frelick, he got off to a red hot start earlier in the year. He has now since cooled off, has Sal Frelick. Start talking about depth, which has been destroyed by injuries on the major league level. If they were to move Frelick at some point, I'd be completely fine with it. And that's my guy. Short guys unite. So I'm not anti-Sal Frelick. But as far as moving guys to get pieces in other positions, if Frelick had to be the guy to move at some point, I think I'd be fine with it. And I know he won a gold glove. Yeah, I get it. But I think I'm fine moving on. Joining us now, he is Sam Dykstra, MLB Pipeline. Follow him on Twitter at Sam Dykstra, MILB. Sam, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So we revised our prospect list over there, and you guys always do a great job with that. And I got an email today talking about the biggest movers and some of the big movers on this list. And of course, we always will get to Made, obviously. But one of the guys that was highlighted in the email that I got today is Cooper Pratt on the move.
Yeah, Cooper Pratt, that's somebody for the MLB Pipeline newsletter. I talked about guys who could move next. And Cooper Pratt, I think, next time we do this update, we do them every 6 weeks or so during the season. He's another guy who I think could take a pretty significant jump. We only move guys if they move 10 or more spots. But you look at the start Cooper Pratt has had to the season. I know the slash line may not jump off, but he's only struck out 19 times in 33 games, homered 4 times, I think, including the other night. The big question for us coming into the year was, what was the power going to be? Homering 4 times, he had 8 last year, so he's already halfway there. The pieces seem to be coming together, and I know you just mentioned Gold Glove, and it doesn't mean everything, but he did win a shortstop Gold Glove for all of the minor leagues last year. He could be one of those top shortstop prospects in all of the game as the sample size expands at AA.
This Brewers minor league farm system is so loaded, though. Like, even having said all of that, I still don't know with what's coming behind him where he ends up playing at the next level based on what happens behind him, because another guy in this same email that you're talking about possibly moving the next time is Luis Pena, who is another guy that came stateside with Jesus Made and is showing out right now at this point with the Mudcats at single A.
Yeah, I mean, that Carolina Mudcats lineup might be my favorite in all of minor league baseball, and Pena is a big part of that. You mentioned him skipping over the Arizona Complex League completely, moving to single A Carolina to begin the year. And really showed out last year in the DSL, batting .393. Oof. So we knew the hit tool would play, but he's hitting the ball harder with Carolina, too. He just needs to lift it a little bit better, but he's stolen 20 bases, playing into that plus-plus speed. He kind of thought, okay, Made's going to take off very quickly. Pena's going to take a little while longer to catch up to the single-A level, but he's keeping pace with Made. And if the hype was equal to those two entering the year, we would be already pushing Pena into the top 100. It's only been 85 at-bats so far. We're waiting a little while longer for that sample size to expand, but I fully expect by the next time we do a big update, if he doesn't get on there already because of other graduations, he'll be in there in 6 weeks.
We do our leadoff show, part of the Potawatomi Sportsbook, an hour before every Brewers game, and Tommy Wirtz is the host of it, and he keeps talking about the idea that the Brewers have the best winning percentage when you put together all the minor league teams combined. They've been doing their thing, and clearly there are guys at each level, the Mudcats being the one that stacked the most. Jesus Madé is not ranked number one overall on your list yet, but... having said that, where is Jesus Madé on your list now after it's been revised?
Yeah, we moved him up to 23, which was a pretty significant jump. I think he had the second highest jump of anybody we ranked. And I think purely based off of tools, you could make a case for him in the top 10 for sure. We were putting this together, and I was trying to advocate even in the preseason, like, hey, let's bump this guy up. I know he's not turning 18 until May. He just turned 18 on the 8th. And he's only got Dominican Summer League time, but like everything in the data, everything in the performance is indicating this is the next big shortstop prospect in the game of baseball. But to their credit, Jonathan Mayo and Jim Callis, who I do the list with, were like, let's see the guy come stateside first before we get super aggressive. We're getting more aggressive now because the results have been there so far in Carolina, batting 306 with an 863 OPS, three homers, 29 strikeouts, a little bit higher than maybe we were expecting, but the speed is playing as well. And so we bumped him up a little bit, but even when I did that, Jim said, like, that's great. If he doesn't do well in the next 100 at bats and the league adjusts to him, I reserve the right to pull him back further.
I have the right to call Jim Callis and yell at him about this whole conversation even occurring to begin with. What in the world?
You know, I get both sides of it. There's a lot of hype behind Madé. It's a plus hit, plus power, switch hitter. Can play shortstop with a plus arm. Like, there's so much to be excited about there. We just need to actually see it compared to some of these other guys. We either have experience in the minor leagues or experience in college or what have you. He's still the age of a high school senior. It's insane to think about.
Let me ask you this. Sam Dykstra, MLB Pipeline, joins us. Follow him on Twitter at Sam Dykstra, MILB. They have the revised prospects list that came out a couple of days ago. How quickly, or where was Churio, if you know that off the top of your head, you may not know, at this point, say, last year, compared to maybe where Madé is right now?
Well, at this point last year, I think we had Churio at least in the top three, if not number two. We were very high on him coming into the year, then obviously opened the year in the major leagues. I think he would have graduated by now. But in terms of where Madé is compared to where Churio was at similar times of their career, Churio wasn't on the top 100 list.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
By this point, I don't even know if he had made it to Carolina by now or if he waited a little while longer to get there. He didn't break camp with Carolina like Madé did. I mean, everything I was hearing was that Madé is more advanced physically than Churio was at the same time. Now, Churio accelerated that timeline and got more physical very quickly. But comparing the two where they were at age 18, right now Made's ahead.
That's a beautiful thing. Another guy that's been playing really well that we've had our concerns about control issues with, who seems maybe to have figured it out a little bit here, is Jacob Mizorowski. And as his Brewers pitching staff is depleted by injuries, seemingly every day somebody else gets hurt, today, Quintana now to the IL for the Brewers. There is a clamoring from Brewers fans to bring up Mizorowski, and let's see what we have at this point. Where is he on your list, and what have you seen from him this year?
Yeah, he was somebody who opened the year at us at right at number 100. He was kind of the perfect number 100 candidate for us because the stuff is obviously incredible. It's 80 grade, top of the grade fastball. He gets more than 7 feet of extension. So he's obviously all elbows and knees at some times, but he's getting even closer to the plate, touching upper 90s, can tickle triple digits with that fastball. And then the slider, curveball are really good. He's added in a changeup just to give himself another look. It's not necessarily a plus changeup like those other pitches, but at least it's giving guys something else to think about. But like you said, the control has been significantly better in the last few starts. He's walked one batter or fewer in three of his last four starts. Now he's mixed in a four-walk performance in there too, so it's not entirely consistent yet. But he has that fastball, like I said, that's putting right on top of batters, averaging 97, and he's throwing it 66% of the time. I think a part of that is just realizing, like, hey, this is a pitch I can land for command, and guys still aren't touching it. They're whiffing at it 33% of the time when they swing. So guys can't touch that fastball. Just lean into that. Like, if that's how you're going to hit your spots, get chase with the slider. Get chase with the curveball. Play off of that heater. But if you've got one as good as he does, just focus on commanding that best you can and let the rest of the arsenal fall into place.
Another guy I want to ask you about, mainly because he pitched today for the Brewers, his second big league start, is Logan Henderson, a guy that I started hearing about last year, probably last year, 2 years, something like that, as he was coming up through the minors. And again, today gave up a couple of runs, one run, but he had seven strikeouts in five innings on 72 pitches thrown. I've always liked Logan Henderson. What kind of ceiling do you think a Logan Henderson has at the big league level?
Yeah, I think he could be. We'll see how the fastball changeup plays, because like he did today, it was just pretty much all fastball changeup. He's going to throw that fastball high, changeup off it. There's nice separation off of the two. Doesn't really have that great breaking pitch to play off of that to move east-west, and I thought at some point that's going to catch up to him. So I think his ceiling's probably as a number four, but the fastball and changeup are good enough on their own to just make that work. As long as you're mixing, matching them and using them in the right situations, like we saw today, like he's got it work at the top end of the zone and the bottom end of the zone with the changeup. He can't leave a pitch like he did to Kyle Manzardo. Those are going to get banged. But the strikeouts are there. I know there is that clamoring for Mizorowski, but Henderson's the guy in the 40-man right now, and he's the one who's earned keep getting these chances, given what we've seen so far in the majors.
There he is, our guy Sam Dykstra at MLB Pipeline. Follow him on Twitter at Sam Dykstra, MILB. Comparing the Brewers to the rest of the division, how do they stack up?
I mean, I think this is probably the most stacked farm system in the entire division right now. I mean, you look at the Cardinals, they've been down the last few years, and then they keep dealing with pitching injuries. The Cubs are loaded at the top, but they're not as deep as the Brewers are. The Pirates have the number two overall prospect in baseball and Bubba Chandler, but some other questions further down the list. And the Reds, I like some of their guys with like Chase Burns coming up through the system and guys like that. Sal Stewart is another hitter that I really like in that system. But the Brewers continually, they graduate guys, right? Like guys like Jackson Turio come off the list and then they just replace them with a Jesus Madé and a Luis Peña. It seems like it's almost like a mythical being of some sort. Like you cut off the head and three more sprout. They keep doing this. They identify talent really well. They develop that talent really well. That's the formula that every team is chasing, and they figured something out over there.
I'll tell you the guy that I'm super excited for. I was excited for last year, and then he got hit in the face. Brock Wilkin, the third baseman at Biloxi, who's been on an absolute tear since the end of April. At Double-A Biloxi right now, and this team is in desperate need of a third baseman because Caleb Durbin and some of these other guys that they're trying to run out there just is not cutting it at this point. So if this dude can end up being something at some point, I could very well end up seeing this dude being on the major league roster at some point next year maybe if he can keep it up.
I would even say maybe by the second half, honestly.
Really?
What he's shown. Yeah, I mean, like you said last year, getting hit in the face early on, missing some time, and then just being a little bit of skittish. And he also had a kid who was born in the second half. There was just a lot going on for Brock Wilkin in his first full year. He was pushed out aggressively to Biloxi, but the power was still kind of there. Now it's coming on in droves. Like you said, 9 homers so far to start the year. That's most of any Brewers top 30 prospect. He's slugging .541, which is no small feat in the Southern League. The Southern League it's a lot of damp places. It's not played at elevation. Obviously, Biloxi is right there at sea level. It's a tough place to hit, and he's done it exceptionally well. He's taking his walks, too. The strikeout rate is fairly reasonable. I would get him to Nashville pretty soon. There's a pretty big logjam right now as third baseman at Double A Biloxi, with Mike Bovee also getting there recently, coming off his shoulder surgery. I would get Wilken to Nashville, and then if he matches and continues to produce the exit velocities we've seen so far, you know, it might be like a 2-month stay in Nashville if that hole at third base closes.
Oh, you're getting my hose up, man. I like it, though. Yeah, I like it. This is good. I like the positivity about my boy Brock Wilken. I'm a fan. There he is, Sam Dykstra at MLB Pipeline. Follow him on Twitter at Sam Dykstra, MILB. I get the newsletter. How do people sign up to get the newsletter?
Yeah, I mean, just go to MLB.com/pipeline. You can find our most recent piece there. It's about guys who might take jumps next time. You can find a sign-up link there, or just search MLB Pipeline Newsletter in Google. That'll bring you to the sign-up page.
I absolutely love the newsletter. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much, Sam Dykstra.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.